This is an Arrow News Touch and Go for July 27, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. As EAA executives hold their collective breath to see how attendance looks on opening day this year, they can take some encouragement from advance registrations for AirVenture, which are reportedly running ahead of last year. There's also word from the International Council of Air Shows that attendance at shows tracked by the council remains on a strong uptrend this year, to the point of causing a nice problem to have. ICAS President John Cudahy explains, quote, "As an example, many of the air shows with increased attendance are also reporting horrific parking and traffic problems. We want to make sure that our members are well aware of the trend so they have plenty of time to make adjustments to their original plan, if necessary," unquote. EAA this year introduced a webcam allowing visitors to watch arrivals at AirVenture. On Saturday, EAA members got an email that said in part, quote, "The response was so overwhelming, we had to take the website offline for a few days. We're sorry for any inconvenience and are especially grateful for your patience and understanding. But now we're happy to report that Oshkosh 365 is back up and running," unquote. Well, sort of. If you've tried to access the EAA or AirVenture websites this week, things are still dragging. It's probably not your computer. Just give it a day or two. Proving that they're resourceful, budget-minded, and not afraid of self-deprecating humor, the folks at Sonex Aircraft chose the eve of AirVenture to introduce a new small personal jet on Sunday. The name of the concept aircraft, Subsonics, is a technically accurate play on words, but with an empty weight of just 335 pounds and up to 200 pounds of thrust from a tiny turbojet spawned of the radio-controlled model aircraft world, projected performance with half fuel is 2,000 feet per minute climb and 240 knots cruise. Given the company's recent emphasis on the fuel efficiency of its piston kit planes and the E-Flight initiative, which may free us from fossil fuels completely, I had to ask designer John Monette how a 30-gallon-per-hour single-place jet plays against the politically correct backdrop of other company projects.
Well, pretty simple. It was originally called the Peanut Project. You know, we're looking at studying alternate for fuels. And, you know, I've been saving a carbon footprint for a long time with all of our airplanes. It's about time I splurge a little bit and have something that's really fun.
You can hear that entire interview on the Aero News special feature and see the plane on Aero TV later this week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Continental gets FAA certification for its most advanced IO-550. Vans now has RV-12s flying under both SLSA and ELSA. And Comlux is expanding in Indianapolis. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about his first ever VFR flight into Oshkosh. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.